This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You're going to buy the new Michelle Obama book? Comes out on November the 13th. Right after the 2018 elections, right? Is she anticipating good timing? What? I don't know. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I suspect most of my audience will not be buying Michelle Obama's book. However, I do know this. There are people who want to buy it. They will buy it in order to support the sister, and they're going to try to make it a huge book. It's got to be bigger than Barack, certainly bigger than anything that Ann Coulter does or Sarah Palin or things like that. There are people out there going, we got to get this book just to make it's going to be the Black Panther of books. Mm-hmm. She tweeted it on Sunday. The book's going to come out a week after the 2018 midterm elections. It's called Becoming. They said, by Sunday night, her memoir was in the top 20 on Amazon.com. Her memoir was in the top 20. It should have been number one. We're talking about Michelle Obama in the top 20. That's almost a slap in the face.
Her memoir was in the top 20.
The top 20, the top 5, the top 3, number 1. What are we talking about here? Let me tell you what we're talking about here, folks. Signs. I don't know. I don't have the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you this question. What do you think Melania's book would do if she had one out right about now called Becoming? Becoming First Lady, immigrant First Lady, from supermodel to superwoman. I got a lot of titles. Maybe I'll just write that ghost. I'll ghost write that book. If it has to do better than mine. And I'll write funny, good books. And people, man, speaking of which, racepimping.com, doggone it. I don't beat you guys up with pimping my book, do I? I don't every 5 minutes go, yeah, like I said in my book. Yeah, like I said in my book. Did I mention my book? Racepimping.com. But if I wrote Melania's book, she'd do well. I believe that. I believe the book would do well. I believe people are interested in her. I believe she would be in the top 5 at the very least if Melania released a book. If she said the inside, the real inside dirt of the campaign, and it was a like all the things that the press did and all that, man, and she teased it with some good stuff, woo, I might buy it. What about Donald Trump? What if Donald Trump wrote a book that said, let me give you my take on what happened during my run to the presidency? You think it would open in the top 20, or do you think it would be number one? What do you think? What do you guys think? Seriously. Number one, right? Exactly. What, you don't think it's in the top 3 at least, correct? Okay. And I think you would concede the likelihood of it being number one. What could supersede it while we're on the subject? I'm talking about producers. What could supersede it? I don't know of anybody. Barack Obama, nobody cares about him anymore. Bernie Sanders, who could write a book that would make you go, huh, I'd read that book over. Even Denzel, I wouldn't read Denzel's book over what Trump and I have to say about his inside of his election, giving us some insights. What was really going on with my strategy? Can you imagine a book like that? The real inside scoop of the Trump strategy. Democrats would buy that book. Wanting to know, what did he do? Oh my goodness, what? Let's find out what Donald Trump did so we can thwart it next time. Here's what Michelle Obama says. Writing Becoming has been a deeply personal experience. It has allowed me for the very first time the space to honestly reflect on the unexpected trajectory of my life. In this book, I talk about my roots and how a little girl from the south side of Chicago found her voice and developed the strength to use it to empower others. I hope my journey inspires readers to find the courage to become whoever they aspire to be. It's whomever, just FYI, Miss First Lady. I can't wait to share my story. Her story. Let me tell you Michelle Obama's story. She married a scoundrel Negro for a husband, half Negro, and he carried her big buttocks on his back to where she became a household word. That's it, in a nutshell. If that's inspiring to you, congratulations. Michelle Obama is a disgraced lawyer, no longer practicing. Some people say disbarred. I'm not sure. But I know she no longer practices, and she's let her law license lapse. She cannot practice the bar unless she jumps through hoops, and neither can her husband. And I know for the first time in my adult life, I will never forget that statement of a person who wins, her husband wins the election, and then she's proud of the country. I don't think I've ever heard, would ever hear a first lady say something so insane. But that's Michelle Obama. Said she and her husband, former President Barack Obama, last year reached a joint agreement with Penguin Random House for their respective books. The deal is believed to be in excess of $30 million. Becoming will be released in the U.S. through Crown Publishing Group, a Penguin Random House division that has published works by both Obamas. Now, here's what's interesting about this statement. Originally, when they were talking about how much money these people made, it was supposed to be $50, $60 million, the biggest publishing deal in history. And suddenly they say, no, it's about 30 minutes, in excess of $30 million. They've already watered that down by half. I'm telling you, buyer's remorse I sense here. They go on to say this. Memoirs by first ladies usually sell well with notable works, including Laura Bush's Spoken from the Heart, Hillary Clinton's Living Story. Hers is expected to be a major commercial and cultural event. She's admired around the world and never has her story told her story at length. Her previous book was 2012, Working on Gardening, American Grown. 24 languages are going to publish this book in, from Swedish to Arabic. I thought Swedish was Arabic now. Michelle Obama expects to promote Becoming in the U.S. and overseas. She's going to narrate the audio version, and according to Crown, she's working on with a team of assistants, but that every word in the finished text will be hers. So, there you go. You got that to look forward to. Woohoo! There's a 2018 November thing. A November surprise. I can see people right now going, get mine on pre-order. Right, fellas? You going to pre-order yours? Oh, man.
As First Lady of the United States, the first African-American to serve in that role, she helped create the most welcoming and inclusive White House in history.
Ooh, they can spin anything, can't they? Deep reflection and mesmerizing storytelling. Because that Michelle Obama can spin a yarn, I tell you what. Woo! I'm curious to see how well received it is. It's going to be like Black Panther. You can't say anything bad about Michelle Obama's book. It was written in crayon. We got a lot to talk about, folks. Why didn't the police shoot Cruz? That's a question I'll be asking.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So I was at CPAC, just kind of waiting around, people taking pictures with me and stuff. And then I see a guy sticks his hand out and says, "Hey, Kevin." And I looked up, and it's Michael Flynn Jr., Michael Flynn's son. And I was like, "What's up, man? How's your pops?" He says, "Oh, he's doing good. He's doing good." I said, "Well, hey, anything we can do to help, let me know." He says, "Dude, I appreciate that." We had seen each other. We met. First time I ever met him, saw him at Cleveland at the Republican convention. Spent time with him and his father. We talked politics for a little bit. And one meeting, he sees me at CPAC and says, "What's up, my brother?" And we had a heart-to-heart. And you know what? He's in the driver's seat. He knows it. I ask him. He says he can't talk about it. But I'm telling you, I can read body language. And the Flynn family is about to get their pound of flesh from the left. I said, "Look, I'm not here to tell you what to do. But because you have been wronged and you have the ability to get discovery from Mueller, let's just say there's a big, fat, eight-figure book deal in this." Woo, it was interesting to find that out. Hey, speaking of which, there's a lawsuit going on with a school in St. Louis, MICDS, this very prestigious high school. I think it's a junior high and high school, but it's about to be sued. And here's what's funny about it. One of my friends, who's a very wealthy man, he says to me, I was on a team call with a group of people, and they said, yeah, this family's taking their younger daughter out of the school because they're tired of the social justice stuff, but they're leaving their daughter, who's a junior or a senior, in because they figure she's pretty much done. So it's, you know, they don't care, but they're not going to send any more kids to that school. And so I didn't know who this was. I'm on the phone with 40 different families who are mad about what's going on at this private school where they are kowtowing to progressivism, leftism, stupidism, moronism. And so I don't know who this person is. So I talked to this friend of mine who's also been working on this thing, very wealthy man. He says to me, oh, because see, the lady said we're taking the other daughter out, the school just said, well, make sure she leaves her iPad. And that was it. They didn't say, is there a reason? Is there something we can do? We're really upset that things aren't going out. You know, they said nothing. So when my friend called, he says, Kevin, that's a bigger deal than you think. And I went, how so? He goes, that family has given 9 figures to the school. I went, what did you say? He says that family's donated 9 figures, over $100 million, to that school. Now, I don't know how y'all are, but let me just say, if you're a person and you have donated 9 figures to me, I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to figure out what it is that we, you know, where we screwed up to where you want to pull your kids out of my organization or whatever else. Now, if it's completely off base and you're trying to buy me, you know, you think you can compromise me, take your money. But if it's something you have a legitimate case about, I'm going to talk to you. That's not just because of the money. Just to be blunt, if you leave my organization for any reason, I want to talk to you and find out what was the issue. That's just the nature of me. But if you're a nine-figure donor to me, which I have nobody anywhere close to that, I don't have 8 figures, 7 figures. I do have 6-figure donors, but I don't have anything larger than that. But a 9-figure donor, I'm going to find out what's going on. They didn't even care. Can you imagine having such a large endowment or having so much going, you know, money going into your school that you can say to a 9-figure donor, make sure your daughter turns in her laptop? Wow. Crazy world, folks. Here's another thing that's crazy that's along the same lines. By the way, there's a group of parents looking to sue the school because they're going, we pay $30,000 a year so you can teach our kids how to be social justice idiots? No. We want them to be taught regular course curriculum. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. This story is interesting. Lawyers gathered at the Atlanta office of a big law firm were debating a head-scratching legal question. What does the emoji known as amuse face actually mean? They couldn't even agree that the emoji in question, it has raised eyebrows and a frown, looked unamused. Everyone said something different, recalls Morgan Clemens, a 33-year-old regulatory compliance lawyer at Aldrich Pitt LLP, who organized the gathering last summer at Bryan Cave LLP called Emoticon Law 101. She didn't even know that's what the emoji was named. I don't think many of us in this room ever thought that's what it was. Emojis, tiny pictures of facial expressions or objects used in text messages, emails, and on social media are no longer a laughing matter, that they report for the legal profession. Increasingly, there are bones of contention in lawsuits ranging from business disputes to harassment to defamation. In one Michigan defamation dispute, the meaning of an emoticon, an emoji-like image created with text characters from a standard keyboard, was up for debate. A comment on the internet message board appeared to accuse a local official of corruption. It was followed by the colon P emoticon. The judges on the Michigan Court of Appeals concluded in 2014 that the emoticon is used to represent a face with its tongue sticking out to denote a joke or sarcasm. The court said in a comment, couldn't be taken seriously or viewed as defamatory because he used an emoticon that stuck his tongue out like, ah. Now, here's what I think you should find interesting. We're talking about emoticons in the context of you can be sued if you send the wrong one, or it can be misconstrued if you send the wrong one. Can you imagine if you say to your secretary, hey, Linda, could you please look into that? I appreciate how you handled things the other day. Wink, you know, or a smiley face, or you picked the embarrassed emoticon versus the more businesslike one, or maybe you picked the cowboy or the clown, or you put a wine glass or whatever. That is how crazy the world has become. People want to sue you based on your emoticon. He used the wrong emoticon. It denoted something completely different. It wasn't sarcasm. It was snarkiness. I'm just telling you, the world around you has eroded. And you can get mad at me for telling you the truth about things, but this is where we are right now. We are looking at emoticons as potential for lawsuit. When I tell you that the government, leftism particularly, will look for reasons to get you upset. I get emoticon. You know what happens when I get an emoticon on my phone? I don't even know what it is. It's too little. I don't know if you can make them any bigger. Maybe you can. I know you can text. But it's too little. And let's say it was a blushing emoticon versus a kiss-blowing emoticon. I'm not going to sue somebody over that. Oh, what are you trying to say? You were embarrassed to send your message to me? I don't understand it, but this is where we are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. They are blaming this Parkland shooting on toxic masculinity. Did you hear me? Toxic masculinity. If I ever start a boy band, that's what I'm going to call it. Toxic masculinity. My, 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 bye, 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 but we don't want no women around. Toxic masculinity. Oh, my goodness. What about toxic femininity? Is there such a thing? Can such a thing exist? You know, I was looking at the feminist movement and what it's evolved into. The feminist in America used to be women who said, my husband is going to respect me as a woman, respect our children, be a good family man, blah, blah, blah. Now it's become the hairy armpit crowd, you know, who do nothing except sit around hanging with each other, promoting the LGBT, the L of the LGBT his situation, and complaining about men, the misandrists of the world that hate men. Toxic masculinity. Toxic femininity is what's ruined America. What's ruined the world? I was watching some movie. What was it? I can't remember what it was, but it was like all the guys in this film were just dumb, and the woman was the one who was the best with the martial arts thing. It was one of these Marvel Comics things. And the girl beat up a bunch of dudes because she was the martial arts instructor. And don't misunderstand me. I've worked out with some martial arts instructor females who are bad to the bone. Absolutely will destroy the average dude. But they can't beat the baddest guys in the dojo. They just flatly can't. And I know some very, very amazing martial arts women. Really do. Anyway, toxic masculinity is what they're blaming this on. So there was a story that's been circulating. Why didn't the police shoot Nicholas Cruz? And Constitution.com reported this. They said for the last week or so, the entire nation has been talking about gun control, or at least the media has. The sudden tsunami of gun control stories, articles, op-eds, and segments is a result of the terrible mass shooting that took place at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Sadly, the focus on gun control has caused the media and the people who get their news from the media to miss the far larger scandal revolving around Douglas High School. So here's what they go on to talk about. Now, they're not talking about the officers who didn't run into the building and all this other stuff. They're not talking about the scandal at the FBI about who knew about Nicholas Cruz and his desires for mayhem and violence. They write this. The story begins 6 years ago in Miami-Dade County. just south of Broward, where the school district was struggling to succeed. And all of the data painted a picture of a failing school district. The district noticed that larger portions of the school populations were being arrested at a higher proportion than the rest of their community. And they realized that if they could cut down on the criminality of their students, they could improve the data coming out of their schools. Now, this isn't just happening in Miami, Broward, and all that. Keep this in mind. I talked about this in Chicago schools where they say, we can't put any more, the bad marks, if you will, on black folks, black kids in school. When you reach the threshold, you must stop. So, back to this article, it says, the district entered into a relationship with local police and concluded a deal that would ensure that the police would stop arresting many of their students. Within a year or two, surrounding communities began to notice the change in Miami-Dade's fortune, which included a new influx of money. And Broward County decided it was time they entered into a similar deal with the local police force. What I'm telling you folks is the leftists cooked the books. There's more crime in schools than you can imagine. There's more crimes in communities than gets reported. They cooked the books with the police. For what? Tax dollars. So the Broward County School Board and the district superintendent entered into a political agreement with Broward County's law enforcement officials to stop arresting students for crimes. And the motive was simple. The school system's administrators wanted to improve their statistics. They would get state and federal grant money from the improvements therein. So cooking the books meant more dollars. Doesn't mean there was less crime. Doesn't mean, for example, when they cook the books and tell you, hey, our students come to class, they graduate. They cook the books on the grades. They cook the books on attendance. All to get money and to pretend that the students are better for it. Students are getting less education. They're in a much more dangerous environment, and the schools continue to get money thrown at them. He says in the article, it's important to remember this was not an arbitrary change. It was a well-planned, fundamental shift in the entire dynamic of how teenagers would be treated when they engaged in criminal conduct. Now, that's going to make a lot more sense here in a little bit. I want you to consider. A kid goes out, he does something, commits a crime, and it starts out as just misdemeanors. You know, shoplifting this, minor vandalism, things like that. We talked about it the other day. And the police excuse these behaviors. But then they start excusing felonies, violent crimes, assault, armed robbery, far worse. I mentioned it the other day. A lot of girls are actually raped at school. Now, you can see how this is going to cause problems because it's one thing to overlook the small things, but as we've learned, if you pay much attention to criminal justice, people tend to escalate. If there are no consequences, they say, well, they'll let me do this. Maybe I'll try this. And they keep ratcheting it up. So, once the system seems to be working, the district needed the police to continue lowering arrests year over year. So the police were being forced to excuse more and more criminal acts that were increasing in severity. You can understand this problem is not going to go away. If I'm getting away with one thing and you let me and then there's no consequence and I get away with it again and again and again, I'm going to go, you know what? This is pretty much a license to steal. Pardon the pun. So in the years that followed, youth crime in Miami-Dade and Broward is growing steadily worse. And an odd quota system developed. And once a certain number of high school students had been arrested in the county, leadership would make sure that the other crimes that were committed were being excused. Exactly what happened in Chicago. By the way, if you think this is limited to Miami-Dade and Broward County and, Cook County area, you are sadly mistaken. This is going on all over the country. Once educators find out how to get money, they send out the bell, everybody starts cashing in. And that's exactly what's happened. So, they commit more crimes. They begin planning their biggest, more important activities later in the month, later in the quarter, at times when schools were collecting their data for reporting. And in this way, gangs could take advantage of committing crimes at a time when police would be most likely to give high school age kids a pass. You follow? It's kind of like when you buy a car and they say, do you buy the car at the first of the month? No, you wait until the end of the month. Do you buy a car in the middle of the year? No, you wait until the end of year model year clearance. That's when you buy. That's when you get the best deal. These kids, these gangbangers, everybody knows exactly when they hit that quota number. And they say, that's it. So that's what's happened here, folks. You're finding out what's really, going on with this school shooting. These guys were, I'm not saying they were at the quota number and they went, okay, well, we got to let this guy kill and we'll be able to sweep it under the rug. But you got a police system, a corrupt system now that's in cahoots with the school, and they're going, do we go in? What do we do to this guy? You know, how are we going to cover this up? Look, I don't know all the details around this, but what I'm telling you is it escalated to this point. If you wonder why this guy, these four deputies, supposedly waited outside of the school watching Nicholas Cruz go in and start shooting and still not go in, this is probably a pretty good indicator. This guy continues, with the intricate nature of the relationship between the police and schools, it became vital that the school resource officers placed at schools understood how the symbiotic relationship between the district and the police was supposed to work. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. They needed these school resource officers who were adept at ensuring that criminal activities of the students would not be reported as crimes and endanger the district's political and financial futures. It is these guys are liaisons between the money, is what it amounts to. So this demonized student resource officer, school resource officer Scott Peterson, who stood outside the school, probably refused to share information on the shooter and social services back in 2016 for exactly the reason I just explained.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Memo to the White House, you cannot avoid us. Stop trying to dodge us. This briefing needs to begin. It was supposed to begin an hour and 15 minutes ago, and then it was supposed to begin 25 minutes ago. There was a lot to talk about.
Welcome, everybody. That was CNN threatening Donald Trump. You can run, but you cannot hide. Donald Trump's been all over the news. CPAC, there was more media than you could shake a stick at it, CPAC. You won't have a press conference with us. Where have you been? You're late. Do you know Barack Obama? He put there's a thing called CPT, Colored People Time. Barack Obama was historically late. I'm talking about so much so, it just became the norm. I remember joking about it early on, saying, man, let a brother get the presidency, and the first thing he does is make people wait. He lives up to the stereotype of colored people time. And Trump, I don't know who was supposed to be out there, but you can run. But you, what, is Trump afraid of CNN, the fake news network? Come on, people, please. What is he waiting on? He needs to come out and explain this Russia thing. No, he doesn't. It's over. These people, they don't, you know what's sad? When people don't even realize it's over. I don't know if you've ever been in a fight like this where, you know, somebody wants to fight you and you're like, look, I don't want to fight. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. You just try to walk away and finally it's a fight and you just pow and you knock them out. If you've ever knocked somebody out fast, you know what I'm talking about. There are people listening to my show who are friends of mine in the martial arts or just good boxers or whatever. You've done this. You knock somebody out and they hit the ground and they get up and they can't believe they were out. Maybe you've seen a fight. If you haven't been in one, you've seen a fight like this where the guy's been knocked out. He's like, what? What happened? And they're like, you got knocked out. I didn't. No, I did. What are you talking about? And they're picking him up. And the other guy's then walking away and he's like, no, you get back here, man. This isn't over. This is not over. And you're going, everybody around him's going, yeah, it's over. It's over, buddy. You know, it's over. I mean, unless you just enjoy embarrassment, it's over. You get that lippy, and just pow, pow, and let me tell you, having been on the end that delivers the beating, where you go, you've bothered me so much that I'm just going to have to take care of business, and it's over like that, lights out. And it's, you know, most people get it, but I'm saying occasionally, and it happens in the ring more often than anywhere, because you know, you've been a trained fighter and you think you're going to get the best of the guy. And, you know, they call them flash knockdowns. Boom, you get knocked down. Well, in this case, knocked out. And then, you know, somebody wakes you up and you're like, what? What happened? And they're trying to tell you. And you blanked out for 15 seconds or 10 seconds or whatever it is. And you think, game on. What are you talking about? Why is everybody leaving the ring? Fight's still going on. No, it's over. Folks, it's over for the Democrats. What I just described has happened. The media has been knocked the blank out. You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump's knocked them out. If you don't believe me, how much credibility do you give them? May I answer for you? Very little. You don't give the media much credibility. You're like, whatever. So they're knocked out. Do you give the Democrat Party, how much credibility do you give Adam Schiff? How much credibility do you think Chuck Schumer has right now? Now, are they going to continue to fight their little battles? The Supreme Court sent back Donald Trump's thing on DACA to the states, to the courts. And what do you think is going to happen? If I were Donald Trump, I'd just issue an executive order that supersedes DACA and say, now what are you going to do? If you can do one, you can't do that. I don't know what is going to happen, but it'll be done on a technicality. And eventually, this is going to end up right where it is, and you're going to know what you're going to be telling me. Kevin, they were knocked the blank out. It doesn't matter what the policy is. It doesn't make sense. Hardly anything these people do makes any sense at all logically. And it's all it is delaying the executioner. Go ahead, folks. Have your fun. Can't avoid you. You want to have some fun? Here's what MSNBC had to say about Donald Trump as it pertains to the Russians.
Demand that the President of the United States lead a response to the most serious attack on an American democracy. That's what leadership is. That's what we expect of our President. That's the kind of responsibility that the President has, not merely to acknowledge things that are happening. That is the minimum, which I think your clips illustrate Trump has not cleared. We actually expect him to mobilize an effective response, and he's not done that. In fact, not only has he not done that, he actually has tried to roll back or at least flirted publicly with rolling back the punishments that the Obama administration put in place against Russia for interfering in our election.
Exactly the opposite of what the White House press secretary was saying to reporters, which is incredible. What I find incredible is the question, Joe, what does Russia have on Donald Trump? I mean, it must be fantastic.
Okay, first of all,
it must be huge. It must be so dirty. It must be just unbelievably just wrenching to him to think that they are holding this information about him that they have on him, and they just at any point could drop it if he says the wrong thing. It must drive him nuts. What do they have on him?
Is this the opening of Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, what
did I get transported to that set?
Can you imagine being driven crazy? Literally.
What am I?
Meek what do they have
or
on
what does
him?
He say? So, first of all, I need to talk about really
quickly.
You say
what you said last night. You said, what do they have on him?
Even Joe Scarborough didn't even want to answer that. He was like, I told you that as a joke, you know, as like foreplay or something. I don't know what he was talking about because even that was just too crazy for him. He couldn't even respond. What an unbelievable. And so, you know, you listen to these clowns looking for things, supposedly looking for ways to connect Donald Trump. I was early in the broadcast, I talked about some guy who's gave every reason why Donald Trump will serve out 7 years as president of the United States and change politics forever. And he's telling us 2018 is going to be a bad year for Republicans. How so? I'd love to know how so. Let me tell you where this all circles back to, folks. It all circles back to Barack Obama. You're watching things happen. You don't know they're happening, but they're happening. We did a story earlier about Michelle Obama and the book deal they got. It used to be $60 million. Now they're saying it's north of $30 million. Well, what is the number? Are they half as invested in it? I've asked questions throughout the broadcast today. Who do you think is going to campaign with Obama? Who do you think is going to take his, say, bring in Barack Obama? Can you name me one politician on the left who says, I want to willingly have Hillary Clinton come campaign on my behalf? Name me one. There's going to be a bunch of them running. Who? Here's what Nunez had to say about Barack Obama and where all this Russia stuff is going to end up.
So just a few facts that people forget. One, we hit a reset button with Hillary Clinton. Then we said that we were going to pivot to Asia because we were going to be friends with the Russians. We went through a whole European infrastructure consolidation process of our military installations across Europe. We abandoned a lot of our capability in the North Atlantic in order to track Russian subs. We actually had the President of the United States who said on a hot mic to the Prime Minister of Russia at the time, didn't know the mic was hot, and said, hey, just tell Vladimir that I have to wait till after the election. That was President Obama who said that. At the same time, Mitt Romney in 2012 said that Russia was a grave threat, and President Obama had that great line. It was really funny at the time. All the media laughed about it, made fun of Romney, that the 80s wanted their foreign policy back, something like that. Everybody laughed. So who created this Russian threat? It was the last administration who put us in this position. But here's the kicker to all of this. It culminated finally with great frustration on my part, where in April of 2016, just months before the election, I came out and said on national television that the biggest intelligence failure since 9/11 was our failure to understand Putin's plans and intentions. This was in April of 2016.
Folks, a lot of bad things happened on the left. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump tweeted this on the Democratic FISA memo. A lot of bad things happened on the other side. What they did was really fraudulent, and someone should be looking into that. And by someone, I mean you know who. Let me tell you something, folks. You have finally gotten it right. And you're being vindicated every single day. You should take pride in the work that you've done in eradicating this crooked government and helping Donald Trump drain the swamp. But we got a lot more work to do. I got to leave it there today.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.